really true of our KGNU listening audience, that the vast majority of people who listen regularly to community and public radio don't ever become a member, don't ever make that next commitment. They pay lip service to the value of having public media, but they don't become a member. We hope that that's not true of you, that you value this to the point that you're ready to commit maybe $5 a month, maybe $10 a month. We'll reward that, of course, with this great radio station, but with some of these Noam Chomsky CDs, maybe the Naomi Klein, we still have some copies of the Jim Wallace book, America's Original Sin and My Privilege and Racism, and some other great titles. But we need your participation this evening as we're going into Seolta Gael in just a moment. Won't you make those calls come in? 303-449-4885.
And a quick thank you to Neil Schoenbeck. Thank you for your support. That's just the kind of help we need, Professor Schoenbeck. We're going to close the program in a moment. It is 7 o'clock. And soon we're going to go to Denver
for Seolta Gael here at KGNU Boulder, Denver.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM with translator K229AC in Nederland, Colorado at 93.7 megahertz. 701. Now Seolta Gael.
Against dreams sings lullaby, there blows a lily fair. The twilight gleam is in her eye, the night is on her hair, and like a lovesick lantern she hath my heart in thrall. Nor life I owe, nor liberty, for love is Lord of all. And often when the beetle's horn hath lulled the eve to sleep, I steal into her shealing lawn, and through the dooring peep. There on the cricket singing stone, she stirs the bogwood fire and hums in sad, sweet undertone the songs of heart's desire.
Come from the old country, the old country where the heather runs free. From the low to the mole and the bog to the hills, my family worked these sacred fields. I sat down by the river that night, by the river that night. I was lost in the sky. Son, you better pack up and leave. The crown is coming for all you see. He said, oh yeah.
things in your life you should stand up for and hold on tight to all the threats. Go heavy as you like. I stack these bricks with my own two hands. This is all I've got. This is all I need. I'm ready and waiting for you, you see. He said, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm not worried about the west side. Oh yeah. Ready and waiting for you, you see. Ready and waiting for you, you see. Ready and waiting for you, you see. I'm ready and waiting, you see. From the old country where the heather runs free. From the low to the moorland, the bog to the hills. My family worked these sacred fields. See, I was born in the valley, I was raised in the sticks. I'm ready and waiting for you, you'll see. He said, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm not worried about the west side. Tonight, tonight, tonight.
Good evening, this is Pat in Schultergale tonight, and it's a pleasure to be here tonight, playing some new music for you there from Ireland. The band you just heard called Tupelo. Song is off their album Push On, and the name of that song is Old Country. Prior to that, we had some new music from Helena Byrne. Well, actually, that music's been on a long time, but it's her new version of My Lag in Love. So that's a song often recorded by so many artists. And anyway, she does a real nice job of it. Real nice album, some storytelling, some song. It's pretty good stuff here. And we got a lot more, and we got some stuff. Not only did we bring in some of the newest songs and tunes from around the Celtic globe, but we also have some great talent here and in our own region, and we'll be playing up here in a bit. We're playing Beth Gadboff. She's from Boulder County, and she's got a new CD out called The Green Fields and the Mountains High. And so we'll be playing some of her music coming up. She'll be in concert too, by the way. She'll be up there in Boulder, up at Chautauqua. for a launch of that new CD on March 18th and at 7:30 p.m. And again, that's up at Chautauqua. And their phone number is 303-440-7666. That's 303-440-7666. And so we'll be playing Bethan and some other great stuff here coming up. Being a lot, it's the season, isn't it now, coming on us? You know, you got the parades this weekend and, you know, Denver Parade and Fort Collins and Colorado Springs. So up and down the Front Range, I guess St. Patrick's season kicks in this weekend, this Saturday, and that when all that activity goes on. Of course, a lot of things happening already, concerts and that all around. So a lot of fun happening. And just it's a lot of fun to be here and to play some music for you on Sholta Gale. Sholta Gale's on every Wednesday night if you're new to the show, from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. I'm just one of a number of DJs who get the pleasure of stepping in the door here and having a seat in front of the board and having some fun. And, you know, our founder is Carl Comley, just a great man, great human being, and he just knows. We call him the prophet of the Celtic music scene because Carl knows everything. So Carl is he also will you'll hear him on certain Wednesday nights, but he does a special for St. Patrick's Day on St. Patrick's Day itself, which is March 17th. So that'll be next week. What is the 17th on? Is that Wednesday, Thursday? Well, anyways, March 17th at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's an annual thing for Carl. It's like the 33rd, I think, annual big party at a KGNU out of the Boulder station. And he'll be playing and, you know, just having some great fun St. Patrick's Day from starting at 9 o'clock in the morning and go on for a couple hours. And it's just a good time. And it's just one of the things that you know, KGNU offers. I mean, it's such a, you know, you've got people like Carl Comley just, you know, in the Celtic genre, but there's so many other genres and there's so many other shows on KGNU that, you know, it's just, you know, people who have a passion, you know, like you do. I imagine if you're listening to this show that you like the music. Hopefully I'm playing the right tunes for you tonight. But, you know, it is people who come in, they're volunteering their time, they're sharing their passion. And that's the great thing about you know, local radio. And, you know, of course, you know, every now and then we ask people who can, if at all possible, to, you know, join up, you know, join KGNU and, you know, become a, you know, a sustainer of the local radio scene here and, you know, become a member. And there's all kinds of ways to become a member. And, you know, if it's, you know, you want to have something, if you're on a strict budget, they have some very relatively easy ways to get in there, get in membership, and you know, just become a member of your KGNU, your local radio station. So you can do that by calling 303-449-4885. That's 303-449-4885. Or you can go online at kgnu.org. And you can donate there. So please go donate now. I'd love to hear from you if you could call in and, you know, give a shout out and, you know, become a member or renew your current membership. And I just would be delighted to hear from you and you know, give a shout out back, okay? Call 303-449-4885. And now here's Beth Gadbaugh.
One early May morning I chanced for to roam, and I strayed by the fields at the side of the grove, and and it's there I did hear the harmless birds sing. And you never heard so sweet, you never heard so sweet, and you never heard so sweet as the birds in the spring. La 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 la. By the side of the grove I then sat myself down, and the sounds of the nightingales echoed all round, and their songs were so charming, their notes were so clear. No music, no songster, no music, no songster, no music, no songster with them can compare. All you who have come here, the small birds to hear, you must pay attention, so I pray y'all draw near. And it's when you're growing old you will have this to say, that you never heard so sweet, you never heard so sweet, you never heard so sweet as the birds on the spray. La 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 la.
And we'll all go together to Poem Mountain Time. All around the blooming heather, will you go, lassie? The summer time is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around. true love, she were gone, I would surely find another to pull out mountain time. All around the blue and heather, will you go, lassie, go? And we'll go together
It's good to see you, so good to see you. Oh, how I missed you since I've been gone. I've crossed the oceans, traveled through many lands. It's good to see you, to be in your home. It's good to see you, so good to see you. Oh, how I missed you since I've been gone. I've crossed the oceans, traveled through many lands. It's good to see you, to be in your home. There's something in me that needs to wander. There's many a land I have to see. And when I'm far away in a land of strangers, I know my good friends will think of me. It's good to see you, so good to see you. Oh, how I missed you since I've been gone. I've crossed the oceans, traveled through many lands. It's good to see you, to be in your home. And when a man is down, down on his fortune, he stands on his own, sometimes alone. He looks around him, looking for an open hand. Sometimes there's one, sometimes there's some. It's good to see you, so good to see you. Oh, how I missed you since I've been gone. I've crossed the oceans, traveled through many lands. It's good to see you, to be in your home.
Well, good evening now. It's good to see you too. Well, I guess I don't see you, but it's good to it's good to know you're out there. So if you can, this is that time of the year where we could use your help and becoming a member of your local radio, which is KGNU. That's it right now. It's Sholta Gales, what you're listening to. So you know, that time where we kind of need to strengthen the ties that bind here at Sholta Gale. And if you're a supporter, if at all possible, if you could give a call to 303-449-4885. That's KGNU is 303-449-4885. And, love to hear from you. Love to know that you've, become a member of KGNU, your local radio station, and that you support Schulte Gale and so many other great programs that play throughout the day at KGNU. But if you would call 303-449-4885 or go to kgnu.org. You can go online if it's more comfortable, kgnu.org, or call 303-449-4885. So become a part of our cool little community here, and give us your feedback, what you like. Hopefully you like Schulte Gale, and tell us if there's anything that you want, because you are a member, so you are one that's driving the bus here. It's community radio, your local radio station, so it's community. I mean, it's just, we're all kind of rowing it together. So if you can call 303-449-4885 and have a chat with some people there at, waiting for your phone call, and welcome aboard. And if you are a member and you can time to renew your membership, that will just be delightful. So please let me know. Please call in. Be great to hear from you. Got a couple things. We'll go, we also announce events going on all the time here, and boy, a lot of things coming up. I guess right now, if you're up in Loveland, you're probably watching the Fleet Feet of Michael Flatley for the last time. I think he's warming up his cleats right now, putting the Bengay on, probably before and after he dances. This is it's billed as his last performance in Lord of the Dance, so I think he'll be just making a few appearances, but nevertheless, fair play to him. He's done a great great service to Irish musicians around the world, and Irish dancers around the world. Well, these jobs really, there are very few jobs that you could really take and make a living. And because of Michael Flatley and other people involved in the Lord of the Dance and, of course, Riverdance, all of that, people are going on tours and steady income. And, I know a number of musicians, they could finally buy a home and, make a living out of something they love to do. So, I think it's only right to tip the hat to Michael Flatley and all he's done to give such a surge to the Irish music and dance. Let me look at a couple of things here. The amazing Roger Hara puts a great calendar together for In the Celtic Connection each month, but I got a few things here that are coming up this weekend. Of course, I mentioned the parade this Saturday. Now, it starts early in Denver. They step off at 9:30 down around Coors Field. They kind of go up Wine Coop towards Union Station and go up 17th and then down Blake all the way back to the east parking lot of Coors Stadium there. So it's a fun time. It's a, get down there and get a good spot and bring the kids, the family. It's a fun event for everybody, and be a lot of cool things out there. There's on the weekend now, you've got a number of things. The Cherry Creek Corral has a Celtic Fest going on this weekend. They're at You can find out more information about that at Cherry Creek Choral at .org. And sorry, I got these. I broke my cheater, so I'm kind of. I've got my the paper way out here, and I'm trying to squint and read it and that. But the Denver Brass is a cool thing every year and brings in all kinds of talent to put on a Celtic event. It's every year at the Newman Center there. That's over at DU, Denver University, and that. And so this weekend, March 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m., and then March 13th at 2 o'clock p.m., so it's a matinee show. There'll be the brass, Denver Brass, will have some pipes and drums and Highland dancers and Irish dancers and Irish tenors, and the Hydes will be there. It's talking about some local great talent. The Hydes are just fantastic, and they'll be a part of that great event. And you can go to denverbrass.org for more details on that one. Cherish the Ladies are coming into town on Saturday, March 19th. They're going to be down just south of Denver in Lone Tree at the Lone Tree Arts Center. And you've got a double bill, a great bill of with Old Blind Dogs and a Scottish band called Dive, that just won the Scotland's Folk Artist of the Year. They'll have bagpipes and trad music and singing and all kinds of cool things happening Sunday, March 20th. It's an early show. It's 5 o'clock door, 6 p.m., and it's at the Soil Dove in Denver. So... Oh, look at that little side note. There's a whiskey tasting upstairs at the tavern prior to the show. Well, I just throw that out for you. So, might be so inclined. it's separate from the event, but it's just prior to the event, and then it'll be over, and they'll come downstairs. So you can tell that the audience are going to be, I think, primed to have fun. So it should be really a fun night at the Soil Dove on Sunday, March 20th at 6 o'clock p.m. So, and there's another big deal going up. It's a little further. It's down in April, but I'm going to mention it here because I just learned about it recently. Ashley McIsaac, he hasn't been in town in a long time. He's part of an Estes Park a spring concert going on with the folks that bring you the Long's Peak Scottish Irish Highland Festival. They've got this great day of music with hosted by comedian Bob Stromberg, and it features, like I mentioned, Ashley McIsaac, the Young Dubliners, the Tannehill Weavers, the Singing Pilgrims, and that's Saturday, April 23rd. And it starts at noon and goes into the evening and that, but you can get more information at scottfest.com. And it's up there in Estes Park where, it's just fun to be up in Estes anyways. Well, hopefully you've had time to give a call in to 303-449-4885 or go online to kgnu.org and give a shout out to us and say, yeah, I like what you're doing. I want to be a member, or I'm already a member. I want to continue to be a supporter of local radio and KGNU and Sholta Gale. I'd just be delighted to hear that. So call in 303-449-4885 and talk to some of the happy people sitting at the phone tonight at the Boulder studio there. Well, we're going to continue some music. Coming up, we'll have a song from from Blair Douglas. It's Nelson Mandela's Welcome to the City of Glasgow.
come tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush me wookle, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, make you ready quick and soon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon.
Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. In the old spot by the river, right well known to you and me. One word more for signal token, whistle up the marching tune. With your pipe upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. With your pike upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon.
Out of many a mud wall cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was throbbing for that coming morning light. Rumours ran along the valley like the banshee's lonely croon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon.
All along the singing river, that dark mass of men were seen. And above their shining weapons hung their own beloved green. Get to every foe and traitor, forward strike the marching tune. An army voice for freedom, tis the rising of the moon.
Tis the rising of the moon, tis the rising of the moon. And an army voice for freedom, tis the rising of the moon.
Well, you have to have a little Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, don't you? In St. Patrick's Day season now. So there you go. That's from the best of the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem. The Rising of the Moon. Oh, yeah, boys. Oh, now probably we'll have a lot more, you know, rebel music and music to tip the hat to the 100-year anniversary of the 1916 rising in Ireland. Kind of led to the, and kind of it did. It really led to the Ireland becoming, starting to take control of their own destiny in that. Of course, they had to go through a nasty civil war. It all kind of started then. There's a lot of controversy, when you look over there in the history, and a lot of the people who were wanted the English out thought it was terrible timing because it was their Easter season, and World War One was going on, and there was all these guys who were like, poets, artisans, and there's so many unusual suspects involved in the rising, and that a real cast of characters, and from all accounts, it was a pretty lousy little war they put together that hit got crushed fairly quick, the English probably made the fatal mistake of hanging most of the folks behind that, the leaders of the rising, and they did it very hastily, and that really probably turned the sentiment, because at the time I think that there were some people who were kind of upset that they did it, even if they were agreed with what their goal was, but because they took these guys out and put them to death, within days of the rising, it really turned public sentiment in favor of what they did, and gave a lot of support, and they could have been the fall guy, so to speak, but they turned out to be heroes over time. So, well, you can be my hero tonight because I'm sitting here down at the Denver studio with about 7 minutes left here on Schultegel. And coming up, Music Monday. I think Elaine's up there in the Boulder studio, so we'll be flipping it over to her soon. If you could call in, this is, you know, as if you were in, you know, listening throughout the hour here, Schultegel. It's that time of the year where we ask you to kind of help strengthen our KGNU community, our Schultegel community, and become a member. And and if you are a member, it may be time to renew in that. If you call the folks, they're sitting by the phone at 303-449-4885. They're very nice people. They're very friendly. No nudging or guilt. It's just they'll help you through the process if you're interested, and they'll tell you various ways that you can become a member and be involved with community radio and your local radio station here, KGNU, and also help support KGNU. So. The number once again is 303-449-4885, or you can go online at kgnu.org. That's www.kgnu.org. So I think we'll play a little more music here, and remember, just to remind you, Carl the Prophet Cumley will be doing his big annual St. Patrick's Day bash on the radio station, on your KGNU radio station. It's a special thing he does for you. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with a bunch of music and a bunch of fun, and probably have some special guests and all kinds of folks come in there. Net. So it's just one more offering that your radio station gives to you, and so I hope you continue to listen and continue to enjoy it, and continue to be a member if you are. And if you're not, give a shout, please, 303-449-4885. I'll be putting a tune here, and then I'll give it over to Musica Mundi. So thanks again for listening tonight, Schultegel, and we're on every Wednesday night. So you be safe. And if you're going to be participating this weekend, remember those drinking and driving rules. Come in handy. Be smart. Be happy.
Well, I took a stroll on the old long walk of a day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day. And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? I woke up, I was all alone, with a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, tell me what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? You see, I travel around, I've been all over this world, I've never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
Tune to in to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Netherland, and online we are kgnu.org. We're going to kick things off with some music from Vartna and get back for this evening's Musica Mundi.
No se päivä yhä ylemmäksi eo, nosta päivä hämärän yön eteen.